whole mahala that is Shayach to Ikra Torah. The Rambam, for instance, learns from over here that the Rambam learns that the Chiyuv, the Emunah of Torah min Hashemayim was questioned by Korach, and from here the Nisim and Son of Kadosh Baruch Hu made was that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Boida Meliboy this whole Inyan. So the Rambam learns that this is the Ikar. From here is where you learn the Ikar of Torah min Hashemayim, which is strange because Korach did see HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Adonai Hashem Elokecha. It was Mipi HaGvur Shemanu. If you're questioning Torah min Hashemayim in the sense that all of it is not Emes Chas V'Shalom, or it just pushes the validity of Torah, then he was there at Har Sinai. He certainly, the Rambam says that it was an Emunah that has no Iri afterwards, so certainly there's nothing there that you could say became a Suffolk in Emunah. Even to say that it was Toila, his own Shittas, his own problems on it, is also strange, because you have to come with a taina that makes sense to people. If everybody saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said Anecha Hashem Elokecha, then fine, then that's it's not a taina of miskal ladas. If the problem was that he felt there is Torah min Hashemayim, but that Moshe Rabbeinu added pieces and so on, so it's not a problem of Torah min Hashemayim anymore. It's a problem of Nevuas Moshe, which is not the Pashen. Pashen was Moshe at the end of Balo Yischa. That's where the Rambam is Koyvea the Iker, and everyone's Koyvea the Iker of Torah min Hashemayim there. And yet the Rambam says that the Moshe Rabbeinu being boided a specific nekuda, such as who should be Koyin or Nasi, belongs to the general Pasha of Torah min Hashemayim. And we need to be oimed on it, understanding what is Torah min Hashemayim be'etzim, to understand why this over here was a shayla Torah min Hashemayim. We've mentioned a few times over the years that the Zohar and the Sefarim all say, one way or another, that Korach's taina was a real taina. Lasad Lavo, it's going to be Kolaida Kulak Doishim. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised from Lechas Kanev Vagoy Kadosh. There are plenty of Mekairis that Be'etzim the Taina was a good Taina. And the Shaila is, what is the Tachlis? So where does it go off? Where did it go wrong? If Be'etzim is right, so fine, maybe Kleisel wasn't worthy of it yet, it says, had Kleisel not done the Chet Eagle, they would have been worthy of it. So that's a question of timing, but where is the Nakuda that the Taina Be'etzim is wrong? The Tainas that Korach had also, with the Tala Shekuli Tcheles and the Bayeshkul Mezuzah, I mean, we think it's funny, but it's not. There's a very strong taina in Korach's point. Korach's point is, like the Rambam says, every mitzvah has a tachlis to it. So, for instance, let's say a person is studying in order to pass a certain test, in order to know a certain body of knowledge. And there's a hashara beforehand that in order to acquire the body of knowledge, you need 10 weeks of studying. Let's say 4 weeks go by, the person knows it, perfect. And he takes a test and knows it all. So there's certainly no point in continuing with it. And v'chein hala, if a person is taking a medication for something, when the tachlis is reached, that's it. It's almost chasar dea if a person keeps doing something even though the purpose is reached already. Everything has a tachlis, everything has a nekuda where it's going to. The tachlis is realized, that's good. Tchelis represents kedusha, represents everything. So mitzvahs are there to be mezakech a person. Great. Once the person finished being mezakech himself and is a tzaddik, what's the point of more than that? The mezuzah is there to bring kedusha into the house. If the house is molei sfarim, so what's the point of it?
I mean, the taina is a real taina. The technicality of, well, that's what it is. Halacha is you know, it's the technical halacha. And even if you don't need the tachas, that's good on the practical point. Korach wasn't coming on the practical point. Korach was coming to a good taina. Korach says, whenever you have a maisa that has a tachlis, if you realize the tachlis, it's absolutely absurd to try and to go weiter. So where was the fallacy in Korach's taina? Also the end of Korach, the Bliya Badoma, it's a strange type of it's unusual. I mean, most of the time it's Magefa, Sarov, Nachash. Those are very similar. This is a very unusual Indian. Try to understand where the Midah Keneged Midah is over there. But also, the Pasuk calls it Bria Yibari. And the Rishonim all try to understand why is it a Bria. There are, earthquakes happen. You have a phenomenon even today where in places that the earth is, even at Israel, the places where the earth is weak, just holes open up. So this was a bigger hole, this was a very big hole. Fine, in terms of its size, in terms of its scope, it was bigger. But why is it Bria Yibari? I mean, plenty of the other ones, also all sorts of different types of endeavors and things that didn't exist. I mean, a ground opening up, where does it touch on a kud of Bria, and why was it so necessary to bring such a mahalach klapi Korach? That's really... the Inyan of Korach, it's an unusual Inyan where we don't fully understand the depth of his Averis and what the point we're trying to make, where it's Nagia and Ikra Torah, and where and what is the Mahalach of the Tikkun of it, and so on and so forth. Let's try to understand a little bit about that Nakuda and so on. It says by Shmuel that that Klai Yisrael came to ask for a melech, and Shmuel was very upset. And Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, he told him like Oischa Moasu, Kim Oisi Moasu. It's not a rebellion against you; it's Be'etzem a rebellion against me. And over there also, the Shaila is Klai Yisrael supposed to have a melech. There is a parasha being mana melech. Shaila when what? But what was the Nekudah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they weren't Moyes and Yudah or Moyes and me? Where is that Inyan of... what exactly was he telling him there? So we have to understand, in the Etzim, a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person. If a person would not have a sense of self, of ambition, of a desire to make something of himself, of a pride in himself, then all of Avodas Hashem is meaningless. For the person that has no drive for self, then he has no drive. I mean, if a person's only drive is to eat or to sleep, but not to become better or chashuv or bigger or great or any of those that we put under the rubric of ambition, then there's no avodas Hashem. If there's no I, if there's no sense of self, there's no avodas Hashem. The Mesillas Yesharim, when he starts out in explaining why a person should be prompted or stimulated to avodas Hashem, he says, I mean, don't sit back and say, well, I'm a mistabik memut, Baruch Hashem, I don't need anything. Akash Baruch Hu, a small slice of Olam Haba is more than enough for me. We don't even begin to know how great Olam Haba is. Believe me, a small cottage in Olam Haba is great. So the Ramchal says, you're a liar. When the guy next to you buys a car that's $5,000 more expensive than yours, you can't sleep at night. When someone moves into a house that's a notch better than yours, you're a smench. So what do you mean that you're kind of a faginer, it's okay with you, you don't begrudge anybody? Of course you do. If you would understand that, you would understand you have to work harder and so on. He's not, the Mesillas Yesharim is not trying to take a very base midah of a person and translate the base midah into Olam Haba. He's not saying, well, you like money and food over here, so imagine on Haba what kind of tanugim it'll be. That's not the translation he's making. What he's trying to do is to tap into a very basic tchunas hanefesh of a person. Kina is what makes the world go round. The fact that the person has a need to exist on a level of accomplishment, pride, ego, besides physically, a person needs to exist on the plane of self, on an emotional level. So what's this about you don't care about Olam Haba? It's either because you don't believe in it, or because you don't want to think about it. It's just like just like somebody says he's not going to work hard to build himself up and become very, very successful in business because he really doesn't care about where he is and what he is. And we tell him, I don't know, the guy next to you came in with a new iPod and you're always mensch. So what do you think next of life is going to look like? It's probably the most fundamental koyach hanefesh of a person is that just like on a physical level, we're the same like all Balei Chayim. We want to survive. Our most basic instinct is to survive. We look for food. We run away from danger. We look for shelter. That is a physical drive that we share with animals. The emotional drive to survive as a person, as an individual, that has a hakara and haracha, that he is chashev, that he's worth something, that is what a person is be'etzim. And Avodas Hashem has to screw into that socket of the person, because that is the person, and Avodas Hashem is, if you want to be something, then this is it. That is the most basic yesod of a person vis-a-vis Avodas Hashem. That nekuda becomes a very dangerous nekuda. Because, for instance, let's say I feel that I'm very gifted musically, and I have a teacher that comes to teach me music, and I develop into a phenomenal musician. So Teva Olam is, you find many people that have tremendous ability and talent. Somebody else helps direct and shape them, but though that person is much less chashev than I am. The great athlete is known, his coach may or may not be known. The great musician is known, his teacher may or may not be known. Because the understanding is, the greatness is mine. My metzius itself is great. I'm a tremendous musician, I'm a tremendous athlete. I need some tips and helps and hadracha. And this other person was very helpful. Thank you. That's the sense of it. In Avodas Hashem, that's a very tricky point. At the end of the day, it's Lodas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that Kedusha is because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa that makes me into what I am. It's not only that he happened to help me. It's his say so. It's his chelak lekaymi mal that expresses itself within myself. That is the chashuv. It's not mine the way I understand my talents on a secular level. It's the me because I'm Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an extraordinary, difficult, almost impossible act to balance. On the one hand, if I'm fatalist, I say, yeah, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants me to be Talmud Chacham, I'll become a Talmud Chacham. He wants me to be Maritz, I'll be an Maritz. It's all up to him. There's no Avodas Hashem. That's dead to start with. If the person has an intense sense of Moani, mili, money. If a person has a sense, I've got to make something of myself, then the self part of it has a tendency to cut off HaKadosh Baruch Hu from it. In a sense, we've spoken a few times before, that was the chet of the Nachash. That was the Peter of Anamisha Nachash. The Nachash said, listen, it's very nice HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you, and he gave you mitzvahs and everything, But listen, godless Adam, you want to be big, you want to be chashiv. Go independent. If you want, you know how chashiv, yeah, it's very tough, it's a big challenge, but go for it. Eat from Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, V'Yisem Kelokim. You'll be equal. It hit home on the Etzem Nekuda of Adam. On the one hand, the desire to be Kelokim, to be godly, to be chashiv, because that's to be Moshe Ish HaLokim. That's what a person strives to be. And yet, yet if it gets the sense of breaking away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I accomplished it by crossing the red line HaKadosh Baruch Hu set for me, then I'm basically making a statement, I am great be'etzim, because I am what I am, and therefore I am great despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I don't mean because as a side reason, but I mean because I express with Ramach Varish Asagidai Elikus, I express the Ratzon Hashem. And if I do it other than that, then what I'm doing is I am being married. So Adam has in himself a tremendous tension between the desire to realize himself, and for people that are the Emes people, realize themselves means to be K'doshim Tiyo Yochel Ki Kaddish Ani, that the person be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be Tzel Malakim, and yet the person be Tzel Malakim because he has Nishmas Alakim Bekirboy, and not because he did it on his own. This tension goes on something Ramchal says, that the reason why a person has Bechira Chafshis, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with the Yetzirah, to Tov and so on, to earn his own way, he adds a Kneshet, he says, because this makes him truly Bitzel Malakim. If the person if a person has no free choice, if a person is determined by something outside, if he's a dependent, then he's not Tzel Malakim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most basic description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechuyev HaMetzius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally independent. The Rambam, when he defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu, defines V'im Yala Machshava, that the whole world is butl absolutely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not affected by it, and vice versa, if it be Yala Das to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of it, there is nothing else. So the most basic hagdara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is built into a person does not need to come out to anything else. He can decide, somebody can put a lot of pain on him, somebody can give him a lot of inducement to do something, and he can stay away from it because he is self-sufficient. So that goes into the heart of Avodas Hashem, that tchuna, and that tchuna has the possibility of snapping everything. So we have here that the etzem and the etzem nekuda of a person being great is, and a person's tremendous ambition to be great is the most basic tchuna a person has as a person, as a human being. That's the only thing that's the motor that drives Avodas Hashem, and that motor, if it doesn't have the brakes on it of Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, then it goes over the cliff. So you have a tremendous hevel between the two inyanim. That inyan that a person is that he draws his greatness HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's try to understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beli Soif or Beli Gvul. And a person is a Baal Gvul. There isn't, that's one hevdel that's not open for blurring. That's there. A person, as long as he keeps his wires attached, as long as he keeps his pipes open, he can keep drawing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The minute the person closes it off, he's limited, and that's it. And he automatically is not mechuba Takadosh Baruch Hu, and he's nothing. Just like if you take an appliance and you keep it plugged into the wall, as long as it's plugged into the wall, to the socket, it's going to keep going endlessly. If you take it out, it might spin a bit, but that's it. It's finished. Because its metzias was when it had that chibur. And without that chibur, it loses metzias completely. That was the nekudas hamachlokas. Like all machlokas, all machlokas are not abstract. I mean, all averis are not abstract philosophical machlokas. You don't get oinshim for abstract philosophical discussions that everybody means well. Shammai and Hillel both have olam haba. Even if the Tzoras Abbas created a mamzo or created a chayvelav, it makes no difference. They're both in olam haba. There are no bad guys in when the problem. It's all the ta'usim that you have in the Torah, all the ta'usim in cheshbin and understanding, is because they come from a sheirish ra. In the person's motive, that's where you have danish. But great people, they don't do gross averis. They do hairline averis that are expressed in a full blown ideology. Let's take tzitzis as an example. The metzias of a tzitzis is the beged covers a person. The beged is shaykh to the adam. The tzitzis is a thread that flows outwards to somewhere else. The somewhere else is what gives the validity to the talus. In other words, the talus, even if it becomes kulei tchelis, it's because there's a tzitzis that's leading out to somewhere, to the world of tchelis. Chazal say that tzitzis is doim liyam, tchel is doim liyam, yam is doim to shemayim, tkisah kovet. Chazal are using that marshal. Everybody has the kasha. Why don't you just say that tchel is doim to kisah kovet? No, Chazal are explaining that the tzitzis is a thread that goes to someplace else, to a metzias that's kulei tchelis, and is yonig from there. It's like, just like a tree, the gufa tree is big and strong and thick, it stays that way because you have roots branching outwards to the beyond, to the soil, to the water, and the roots keep getting finer and finer and finer as they go on to absorb what they need to absorb. Because the yonikas comes from somewhere else, the shoshim are yonig, and that's what it is. So tzitzis is a perfect example of that type of mahalach. Is the tachlis of tzitzis that the beged be kulei tcheles? Yes. The tachlis of tzitzis is chartem, asisam kons voisei. So if a person comes along to me and he says, the Torah said that the tachlis of tzitzis is to keep all the mitzvahs. I am keeping all the mitzvahs. Isn't it pointless that I should wear tzitzis? So for a mace, the answer is yes. Mace im chavshi, so there's no tzitzis on a mace. But for any other person, the fallacy is not just that the person is too trusting in his own nature, and we know how weak people are, and so on and so forth. That's a small part of it. The real fallacy is ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, to understand that the talus is kulei tcheles not because your talus is kulei tcheles, but because your talus has a thread that leads off somewhere else, and it's yonik tcheles from a world of tcheles that becomes part of your beged. If you cut it, yes, the machine works great, but if you take out the plug, then the machine works great only because it's plugged into something. So the machine is whirling away and it's full of action and motion, but it's coming from somewhere. Same thing with the mezuzah. The mezuzah is reminding you over there. I once said, I don't think I found in Maral that the word Shemayim comes from the word Shem, which means there. In other words, it's the place of all the theres, the things that are beyond me, that's Shemayim. It's the makom of Yenika from some other place. That's the tchelas, the yam doim l'shav erikia, and erikia kisa kovid. It's coming from somewhere else. Koyrech's tain. Let's one more nekuda. The musig for us, the musig of Rav and Talmud in Talmud Torah, is part and parcel of this mitzvah. Our partial understanding of Rav and Talmud is that the Rav knows better than me, he's older than me, he's smarter than me, and so on. And mainly he taught me, he's teaching me. It's a sense of a clear evaluation of his talents versus my talents. That's the or if a person is messiah to somebody else, it's a pro forma type of another, it's nice. It's the Torah says no. Torah comes from someplace else. And b'meila, if I don't, the day I cut myself off from a someplace else, it says David would ask Yofa Dantani, Yofa Reisi, was I passing right? This is how he would have said, Shemayim Kachama Rava. All of the cases of his battles to a Rav, Seif Dover is not the Rav, but it's actually the Sheirish where it's coming from. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel. Loi oischa ma'asukim oisi. If they say they don't want you, it's not because they have a problem with Shmuel. They have a problem with the whole idea that we need to get from somewhere else. The whole idea that there has to be that the anhaga of the klal is coming from outside the klal, from HaKadosh, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzim, that's the other problem. It's a repeat of the problem of the Marishan in some way. Shmuel HaNavi is just the outer manifestation of what their problem is. Their problem is not Shmuel. Their problem is with Nevuah. Their problem is being told what to do to keep being told what to do. So the metzias of Rav and Talmud, the metzias of it is in that oifen. And let's restate in the terms of the same tension we mentioned before. It says, Leba Shemayim hi, that if somebody comes along and adds a new piece of Torah, then he's a shakran. He's a Navi Sheker Betzim. A Navi Sheker comes with a new piece of Torah, is a Navi Sheker on the spot. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Masifta Rekia and everybody has one psak, and we with our seichel understand it differently, we have to do the way our seichel does it. So on the one hand, it says Leib HaShemayim, that a person is not supposed to care about. On the other hand, a person is supposed to ask himself, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean with that statement? Not what did I think, but what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me? The we always mention it's very moving. The Rambam's Lashon in Pirush HaMishnayos. Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Abayrei, Tziva Yisbarach. He starts off an Inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Do the following." So Be'etzim, Torah is the best of my understanding as to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu or my Rav or whatever meant. That's really what Torah is. And it's a very difficult tension for somebody that's really holding there. How do I rack my brains to the ultimate and come up with a chiddush that I think is emes and honestly say, this is probably what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is the Ratz Nabari. It's an almost impossible task. So Kairach is a merida in that inyan. Kairach was a giant of a person. We once spoke about why it was the Shevet Levi aspect that caused the merida, but this was the nekuda on the seesaw between Leib HaShemayim hi, Kaleida Kulak Doishim. Everybody heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Anochi to Chayev Adam Leimab L'Shanes B'L'Shoin Rabbi. To Moshe Egiu Ma'aseh Avoisa, and that was the mark where Korach stood. So when Korach came along with the talis and with the mezuzah, his point was a very powerful point. He says it is it is the most irrational thing, that when a person sets out to do something with a tachlis, and he realizes the tachlis, that he keeps going with it. There's no point to it. The talis is supposed to be mekadosh. Tzitzis are mekadosh the whole talis to make it tchelis. Mezuzah is mekadosh the bayis to make it a makom kodesh. A bayis that's molei sfarim and a tzitzis and a talis that's called tchelis don't need a tzinor, don't need a pipeline for more kedusha. It's full already. And he meant it himself. We can reach a madrega where we are totally self-sufficient in our metzias, and we are who we are. Yes, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for making us who we are. That's it. That is the tain of Korach, and it's a very it is the most powerfully appealing taina to a person's ego, and a person is his ego. That's what a person is. The mistake of Korach is that, yes, the talus is called a tchelis because it's attached to the tzitzis. When we speak of Briyas HaOlam, we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's magnificence, Ki hu al yamim yisoda, val noris chayner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed down Yabasha on a yam, And it stood it on it. And we say, wow, what a great Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Baruch Hu Yitzhi Maisa Breishis. Fine. But there's a second bracha. Roika Aretz Alamoyim. That a person stands on the ground every single morning and he says, if I'm standing on firm ground, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding it up. It's Roika Aretz Alamoyim means to the hair that now, yes, there's firm land, people can build cities and skyscrapers and farm and do everything they want, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding on to it. The land doesn't stand. Toila Eretz al Blima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hanging the world on nothingness. And B'meila, yes, there's a very clear sensation of being settled and being firm and so on, but it's all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding on to it. The most basic sense of existence is the firmness of the world as it is. So Moshe said in Bria Yibare, it was a Bria in the sense, it was an undoing of Maisa Bracious. An undoing of Maisa Bracious, a revelation of the Roy Karat Alamoyim, of a Seroy Yabasha that happened at Bracious. It's probably the most, it's the closest parallel to something which once it comes into being, it has its own metzias. The firmness of the world as is seems to require that it stands. Ground doesn't need to be anchored down, most ground, except for Makom Sakana, but most ground stands, it stands, it's rock. The fact that ground gives way, if Toila Eretz al Blima, if you cut yourself off from what you're hanging, it's like somebody playing Superman when he has these very thin wires and nobody could see it, and he's swooshing around and he's so infatuated with it that he says, you know, I think I can just cut them because I'm really flying. That's exactly what happened. He by cutting off the tzitzis, that everything else collapsed with it, because the entire tchelis, the entire talus is standing on those tzitzis. That's the Bria Yibari. That it was something which was the entirety of the metzias it collapsed. That's why Korach's taina was a good taina and it wasn't a good taina. We asked if it's a good matziv and it's supposed to be like that loss of lover, then what's the problem with it? The answer is because it can work only, it's almost a paradox. Just like by the Malchus, if they wouldn't have asked for it, it would have been okay. Because there is supposed to be Melech. Melech is it's a mitzvah sesit v'man ha-melech. No, we're forgetting about all the different shittas rishonim, but l'maisa tachlis, it's a dover that's supposed to be there. The problem was that asking for it betrayed that they were trying. They were sick of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A melech, soim tosim alecha, a melech, we place a melech in ourselves. it makes us a self-enclosed nation. As long as we need to follow a Navi who keeps asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should we do? There's a sense that we're not self-sufficient. The day that we don't have a Navi, the day that a Navi comes and we have our own Melech, we made a Melech, Soim Tas Melecha, and Simas Harbeit says you keep constantly being Mechazik the Melucha, then you know that you're self-sufficient. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, they're asking for a Melech betrayed that they're sick, not of you. They don't care if Shmuel is, if Shmuel as a Melech would have been fine. They didn't have a problem with Shmuel. The problem is that Shmuel says, okay, I'll hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kerem Hashem. That's what they don't like. It's interesting. One of the things that Korach, it says, fed his mistake was the fact that he saw his bnei banav oimdim al aduchan, that he saw his grandchildren standing al aduchan and saying shiras. So obviously, he felt he'd be right. It's very interesting. Chazal say that a person. That if there are three doiris that are Talmidei Chachamim, then it'll forever be, then Torah is Machzeres Alachsanya Shelo, Torah will go back to its Achsanya, and it's going to be forever. It's going to perpetuate. And so on. Famous Chazal. Ficho, Fizaracha, Fizarazaracha, as long as it's three doiris, it's permanent. Anything that becomes permanent carries in itself the sakana of a person feeling it's innate. It says that, one Gemara says, that why aren't banav shel talmid chachamim talmid chachamim? Because shelo yomru Torah yerushahi. Torah is not yours. As long as it's Torah's Hashem, it can go on. But so on the one hand, there's a big sakana for Talmid Chachamim that their children and descendants are not Talmid Chachamim, because if the attitude is it's in the family, it's in the genes, it's in the family, we have it. That demands to cut off. If you have three doors of Talmid Chachamim, you say that Torah is Mechazer Salachsan Yishalom. It's interesting how the lashonis of Chazal. Chazal, I would say, listen, like it's like Avos HaKadoshim. Three times is a chazaka, it became a kinyan, it became part of your metzias, it became this, it became that. That's the way we would describe it. It's firmly embedded, like Avos, like Chut HaMishol Shmerlein. And they'll take the 1,001 metaphors and melitzas to explain it. Chazal say no. At the end of the day, it's Torah Machazeres Alachsan Yishalom. It's because the family has been hosting Torah. As long as their attitude is, we have the schus to host Torah, that Torah comes from someplace else, then it'll stay by them. The day they say that it's Beyerusha, that's the... If somebody comes to me, if I got used to a family that's Machasai Rechmi, then I'm very happy, I'm familiar, they always welcome me, they're very nice to me, great. But let's say somebody comes, let's say I have a hamin to go someplace else, and the guy says, you're not allowed to. I mean, we own you. I own you. The day somebody tells he owns me, it's the last time I'll be there. If Torah is Beyerusha, that's a hafka of Torah. Then it stops being Torah Hashem, and it's cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it loses its chiyus. If it's Torah Machzeres Achsan Yishalom, if the pshat is, they say, my grandfather was Zeicha to be Machnes Torah, my father was Zeicha, so, and I'm doing it, then it's Machzeres Achsan Yishalom. That's the difference in those two attitudes. So we have, so Parashas Korach touches on one of the sadistic parashas of the Torah. It's Be'emes. For somebody who is a serious Talmud Chacham, a serious learner of Torah, it is the real tension of keeping both things going at the same time. On the one hand, if a person doesn't have drive, and the drive has to be to become the best person I could be, to become the clearest Tzal Malikim and so on. If a person doesn't have ambition, then there's nobody to give Musa to. How do you give Musa if somebody's not interested in something? If I tell somebody, you know, if you do this, you're not going to be able to play in the band, and I say I really couldn't care less, then the Musa's finished. If you don't do this, I can be able to play on the team, and I say I really couldn't care less, then what's the point of it? If a person doesn't have any drive, any ruchnis to drive, like Mesil Sarim says, of chshivas, then there is no avodas Hashem. So on the one hand, the person drives himself by the herring, the godless Adam, who's a Baal Seichel, who's a Baal Das, who's Leimet Teira, who's Selam Alekim. Those are the great points of it. And on the other hand, a person has to deher im ein ani li mili ukshani la atzmi moani. There's the difference between me and ma. It's extraordinary. Im ein ani li mili. In other words, me is a description of a person's individual worth. If I have a whole tzibur, and its tzibur does something anonymously, there's no me. Who's the person who has put on the light? Somebody. Who's the person who put away this firm? Somebody. Somebody of the tzibur. If a person doesn't have a sense of self, me is the question mark that describes self. Who is the person? He's the one who did it. That is the first shaila. That's the first musaism. Ein ani li mili means there is no person there. The second shlav is that if the person, the minute the person senses self as self, the word ma is much deeper than me. The word ma means it's nothing. There's no sense of self. If the Torah I know is my understanding, my perspective on the world, my understanding, my approach, who's you and who's your approach? Who are you? There is no bria. Everything stands. The ma is nothingness. Ma means what is it? There is nothing in the world that stands on anything. Ter eretz al bli ma. The world stands on no ma. The world stands. There is nothing that exists because it exists. The fact that it says the gdoilim hakadosh baruch hu who memayit es atzmam lifnei hakadosh baruch hu, memayit es atzmam means that the more they learned, the more they knew, the more they understood. It's not, if I tell a person, if I know a mesechta baal peh and I deny it, that's not a novel, that's not mismaitness atzmam. The mismaitness atzmam means that I realize, yes, 100% of what I have is not mine, be'etzim. I have Teiras Hashem. It's like somebody gives me, if I have $1,000 of mine in my pocket, and I have $1,000 of somebody else's in my pocket, if I have $1,000 of mine in my pocket, I feel good about myself. If I have somebody else's money, I feel responsible, but it's not me. I don't strut because I have somebody else's $1,000. If someone else gave me $1,000,000 to carry someplace else, I'm a klikibel for $1,000,000 of somebody else's. I'm a safe box, but that's it. I don't have a metzias of $1,000,000. I have a metzias of somebody who's entrusted to carry $1,000,000. The memaitness also means to become a klikibel, the more hollow something is, the less of self something has, the more of a klikibel it is. The first shlav of Avodas Hashem is a drive to be a somebody. Be somebody. Who are you? Chshivas, covered. Covered, I mean, in the good sense of it. Tzelem Elokim. The second shlav is that every single nekuda that the person has, the person deheres, everything a person deheres, he's carrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Torah is emes and chachma because it's chachmose yisparach, and mitzoyne yisparach. Leiba shemayim, he means, I have the tremendous responsibility to take Teiras Hashem and fear it always to the best of my abilities. I was entrusted with $1 million to take it to deposit. If somebody's chasing after me and I have to give him $1,000 to not to kill me, it's my decision. If it doesn't get there in time, it's my responsibility. As the bigger a person comes, the more he's miskaten himself. Korach's taina was the talisim shekulei tchelis. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the Onam Mikodem said the tchelis is there because there's a tzitzis reaching out to the yam, to Shemayim, and to Kisei Kavod. Shabbos.
What about
the seems to be the most existing thing, and when that falls apart, that's a sign that nothing has in its place.
It's not rooted in anything. Okay.
Right, exactly. It doesn't have its own validity. It doesn't have its own mitzvahs.
So that's why it was a mockery. Why was the mockery a special?